Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Vogel, who is the president and CEO of the DCS Partnership Group. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, glad to have you on the show. I actually missed the meeting that you had last week, and that's the primary reason I wanted to talk to you. Before we get into the meeting, though, just remind our listeners, if you would, who the DCS Partnership Group is.
Well, we started out 11 years ago. We just had our 11th anniversary in June as Design Center Solutions, focused on the new home construction and design center market. And from there, we have evolved into a DCS Partnership Group, which is the parent company, and then three operating divisions, one of which is Bridgeway Interactive, which is our builder-focused brand, along with we do a lot of work for the manufacturers for technology through the Bridgeway Interactive. Then we have Training Space, which is the online training platform, and that's for both builder, retail, and other industries. And last, but certainly not least, is Creating Your Space, which is our retail online marketing company, which started out building websites for retailers and now has evolved into all online services, including search engine optimization, pay-per-click, social media, and, of course, our core business, which is website development.
Okay, so you're a technology service group, if you were to group it all together. And this meeting you had out in Sonoma is an annual meeting, and I usually go to that meeting. And it's at a very nice resort, the Fairmont in Sonoma. And this year, you changed it just a little bit. It was focused mostly on the flooring contractors that are focused in the builder market. Is that right?
Yeah. Over the last few years, as our retail business has grown and the builder side has continued to grow, last year we had what we would consider the max number of people to allow us to get one-on-one, which was, by the way, the theme of this year's conference. And we felt like we needed to really spend more time focusing on each market segment. So we're going to have our retail event coming up in the spring on the East Coast. And for our annual event, we went back to our roots, so to speak, which was the builder business. And we invited all of our top contractors, our builder clients and manufacturers, had a slightly smaller group, still a pretty big group, but just about right where we could have a lot of conversations that wouldn't be afforded in a bigger environment.
I've been several times, and I know it's just up the road from your headquarters in San Francisco, and you usually have a good mix of winery dinners and tours and one-on-one conversations. Let's start out talking about basically who was in attendance, if you don't mind.
Sure. We had our flooring contractor group. Our flooring contract and builder group represented about 20% of the new home starts in the United States this last year. Unfortunately, that number is not what it was 5 years ago,
right,
but still a significant percentage of the market as it is today. We had four of the top five contractors, mm-hmm. and I will say I was pleasantly surprised that there was as much positive conversation about the marketplace as there was. For sure, nobody was jumping up and down saying how great their business was. Mm-hmm. But these contractors are leaders in the industry, and to a company are taking market share in their market. And each client shared with me that they see that while we've been in the survival mode for the last 4 or 5 years, that a number of their builders are starting to come out of that mode and starting to look down the road of what they're going to need to do to provide additional technologies, features for their home buyer as they start to come back.
You said everybody was encouraged. Why do you think they're encouraged? You know, we're still seeing the home start down well below 500,000 on an annual basis. Do they think 12 is going to be a little bit of a recovery year for the builder market?
Well, I think it's twofold. I think, first of all, last year, following up the year before that, yeah, The market had not stabilized yet, and I do believe the market has stabilized over the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. And the clients that we have built their business around today's environment and can be successful, profitable, and be prepared to continue to grow. So the survival mode and fear factor, I believe, has been reduced considerably. That, along with some telltale signs that they see from a number of builders who have really gone through the same process of figuring out how to survive and exist and grow in today's marketplace. Sees those builders starting to do some things, starting to start some new projects. That combined with a slight uptick in some areas has created a mindset that's much more positive. I think it's fair to say that if anybody said, "How's your business?" and the answer was, "How's your business in comparison to 5 years ago?" everybody would tell you it's god awful.
Right.
But if you ask, "How is your business in comparison to 2 years ago?" most of them are going to tell you a more positive story. And I think we're starting to come out of that. Obviously, the economic conditions and political conditions will help determine what the market looks like in 2012, but I believe we, along with our clients, are prepared for the market to stay flat and be successful, mm-hmm. or to grow with it and be even more successful.
Okay.
And that's really where we were focused. We announced a number of new products. I can share with those briefly,
okay,
if you'd like.
Sure.
So our home buyer website, some people know it as Preparing for the Design Appointment, which has been a mainstay of the Design Center technology. We announced our fifth version, which is going to be released the beginning of next year. We're building a data warehouse to have all of our systems run more efficiently and more effectively and be able to give analytics to the flooring contractors of exactly what their home buyers are doing when they're online. We also announced an iPad design for the Design Center,
okay,
for 2012, which was very well received and we're excited about, as well as our launch of our mobile websites for both the builder and the retailer side of the business. And one of the things we did for all the attendees is every contractor and builder, we're building them a smartphone mobile website for their business as a thank you for being our partner and for attending our event.
Okay. So this website that you say is in the fifth version, it's specifically tailored for each one of these customers, right?
It's totally customized. Like everything we do, it's customized to the contractor and then from the contractor to the builder and then down to the community. So when a new home buyer buys a home and they go through their process, it greets them and then gets them started in the entire Design Center process, gets them engaged.
And it's the goal is to help them select the flooring product, potentially motivate them to upgrade from the base material and streamline the process and let them help themselves. Is that kind of the goal?
That is exactly right.
I noticed one of your guest speakers was Ken Jackson, who's the CFO of Shaw Industries. What was his talk about?
Ken did a couple of breakout groups about acquisitions and mergers and preparing your business for the future. What we did was, instead of having the entire group together, we did these one-on-one sessions where we got one-on-one with some of our clients, and then we had Mark Fixie from Stock speak to a number of different groups, and we had our vendors talk to a number of different groups, and it was a very positive environment.
Okay, great, Michael. Well, I appreciate the update on this. Again, I've been talking to Michael Vogel, who's the president and CEO of DCS Partnership, about his annual meeting held last week in Sonoma County. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.